We'll be talking to Minister and Green Party leader Eamon Ryan later in the programme about his latest proposals to reduce traffic congestion and greenhouse gas emissions, including higher taxes on bigger cars and congestion charges. At the moment, they're just plans. What is happening for sure is an increase in the cost of petrol and diesel from Monday. 4 cent per litre of petrol, 3 cent on diesel and 1.5 cent on green diesel. It's the latest step to restore excise taxes that were cut 2 years ago when the price of fuel shot up after the outbreak of war in Ukraine. There's another increase on the way in August. Separately, Air, Vodafone and Three are also putting up their charges for broadband, mobile and TV next week. Pádraig Tobin isn't happy. He's a TD for Meath East and leader of AIM2. Pádraig Tobin, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Excise duty on fuel, it was cut in early 2022. When do you think it should be restored?
The difficulty I have is, at the moment, the government are making more on tax on fuel than they ever did before. 3.8 billion euros was collected by the government on tax on fuel last year. And, you know, that was in the middle of a cost of living crisis. So in one hand, the government were sympathising with people who are suffering from the cost of living crisis, while at the same time, there were quids in, taking more money from them than ever. And the government states that the reason that they do this is because, you know, they want to change people's behaviour. But for many people, they don't have an alternative in terms of getting to work, heating their house, etc. So if you don't have an alternative, those price hikes are only punitive. They're punishing people in their time of need. And we know, at the moment, there's about 1 in 5 people who are behind in their gas bills. They're in arrear in their gas bills currently. And yet, the government took 107 million euros out of carbon taxes on gas last year. And we also know that 250,000 households are in arrears on electricity bills currently. And yet, the government is increasing the level of tax on electricity as well. So I think the government is speaking from both sides of their mouth. They're actually saying to people, listen, it is the Ukraine's fault, it is the COVID's fault that we have this massive increase in inflation, especially on fuel. But at the same time, the government is a significant contributor to the increased cost of fuel.
Yes, but
the idea of hiking up excise at this time is absolutely wrong.
It's restoring. The reduction in excise was in an effort to reduce or at least slow down the hike in fuel prices which resulted from the war in Ukraine. And the average price of diesel and petrol have decreased from approximately 1 euro 85 per litre in only October 2023 to 1.69 for diesel and 1.68 for petrol in January of this year. I mean, the reduction worked. Is it not time now to restore the excise duty?
I think people would say the word restoration instead of increase is a euphemism, to be honest. I think in the end of the
day, it is a restoration, though.
It is a restoration, but it's also an increase in the level of price over what it has been over the last year. And, you know, I really think there's a detachment from government, especially from the Greens, in terms of
it won't bring petrol and diesel back to the price it was last year. It'll bring it higher than it is now, but not back to the price it was last year.
I do understand that. But we do know as well that the government are still raking it in terms of taxes. And what I would say is, if the government want to change behaviour, the first thing they have to do is to use alternatives. The Green Party are all carrots and no stick. In my own constituency, the county of Meath, the biggest commuting county in the country, where the majority of workers have to leave the county to get to work every day, we have no rail line coming into the centre of the county at all. The biggest town, Navan, in the country without a rail line. Many of the buses currently are not showing up. And the reason they're not showing up is because Minister Eamon Ryan's department is not paying enough in terms of wages for drivers and mechanics. And as a result, if you're a young person, you have to get to work every day and you're trying to use the public transport system and you're late 3 or 4 times this month because of the fact that the buses haven't turned up, you have no choice but to get into a car and drive to work because you can't risk losing your job because the bus is going to be late again. So if the government are serious about climate change and if they're serious about creating real alternatives to people, they need to create the alternatives first, before they take out a big stick with the massive costs.
And we'll be talking to Eamon Ryan later in the programme. He would argue that one of the main reasons for the increase, the restoration in excise duty, is to disincentivise people to use petrol and diesel. You voted against the Climate Action Bill in June of 2021. You were just one of 10 TDs to do so. Are you afraid of backing unpopular decisions needed to address climate change?
We were proudly the only political party that voted against that bill in Leinster House. And the reason that we did it was because the government built into that an annual increase in carbon taxes on fuel. And it was very clear to us that you cannot decide to increase a carbon tax 3 or 4 or 5 years in advance, because you simply don't know exactly what circumstance the people will be in those years. And actually, we proved to be correct, because we literally a year or two after the carbon tax was included in that bill, we saw the massive increase in inflation on fuel just in the last year.
And to address that, excise duty was cut. Do you accept that we need to burn less fossil fuels, and quickly, in order to help slow global warming, all of us?
Oh, I have no doubt that there is man-made climate change, and I have no doubt that we need to reduce the level of carbon that we're emitting in society. But the difference between AIM2 and the Greens are all stick and no carrot.
You've made that
AIM2
point,
want to see a situation, but it's an important one, and this is because the Green Party have it backwards currently. We need the provision of public transport so that people can access
and
we need
point,
the proper grants in terms of keeping retrofitting houses so people can actually keep their houses warm without expending on home heating oil. Without those, it is simply punitive and punishing on people.
Paddy Trabeen, Meath East TD and leader of AIM2, thank you for joining us this morning.